This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
And this might be also unfair because you may not have all the information. Have they settled in on who's the number two QB? Just in case, because knowing that King is coming back from a knee injury and he's a running quarterback and he's going to take pops, and you know there's going to be a lot of guys that the tackle is going to be with a shoulder down in the lower leg area, and you know and it's a legal tackle, but they're going to test that knee to see how solid it is. And everybody knows you take King out of that offense, it cripples probably Miami on offense. So that's why I ask you, who is the backup quarterback? Who do you think it is? And should Canes fans feel comfortable about who is that backup quarterback?
Yeah, well, it's funny that I feel like you were sitting here watching me write my story. Because
yes, I
touched that subject.
That camera that you're watching there right there, I'm watching you, buddy. I'm watching you.
I got to turn around now, man, when I'm writing these stories.
Just because you're in the dark doesn't mean I can't see you.
Well, I'll tell you this. I don't know that we're going to get an answer from Manny Diaz. I think what we'll get is a lot of, both guys are great. Both guys are competing, all that kind of stuff, that coach talk that you're going to hear. The reality is when I watched those two guys, I thought Jake Garcia was better in terms of his downfield touch and hitting guys in stride and connecting. But I also liked Tyler Van Dyke a ton too. I think he's got phenomenal arm strength. I think he's a really talented quarterback. So to me, there's really not one guy in front of the other so far, for sure. And I think the coaches are going to try to keep that as vague as possible, even to the players, because let's face it.
Keeps them both motivated. Right.
Keeps them motivated. And I think at the same time, keeps them out of the transfer portal. Because if one of them knows,
that's a good one.
Because if one of them knows for sure that the other guy is ahead of the other, they might start thinking. And, you know, Manny Diaz, and I wrote this in my article, I'll share a tidbit of it with you. But Manny Diaz, in a private conversation with me in May, talked about how in the past, when he's let out the depth chart, there's been players on this team that have been contacted by other schools saying, hey, you want to transfer? So transfer portal tampering is a real thing.
Oh.
And so you ask yourself, well, why don't they just announce who the backup is?
Cheating in college football? Come on.
Who would have known? Who would have known? No.
Come on.
But listen, there are players who are contacted by other schools the moment those depth charts come out. And Manny Diaz knows he's got two really good young quarterbacks. So my expectation, he's going to play this close to the vest until the moment he's got to play one of those guys.